The truth is, actually, words do inspire. Words do help people get involved. Words do help members.
Are you?
Hi, everybody. Today I'm speaking to you from the road, a trip to Mexico and Costa Rica. I'm here because Latin America represents an incredible opportunity for the United States, especially when it comes to my top priority as president, creating good middle-class jobs. Millions of Americans earn a living right now because of the trade between our nations. Right now, over 40% of our exports go to the Americas, and those exports are growing faster than our trade with the rest of the world. That's why I visited Latin America this week.
Listen to the mariachi play at midnight.
Are you with me? Are you with me?
Welcome. Today's guest is Eric McKinley. He successfully completed an honors Bachelor of Arts degree at the University of Toronto, majoring in history and minoring in political science and Italian studies. Eric also completed a Master of Arts degree with a specialization in culture and communication. In addition, Eric successfully completed a JD at the University of Ottawa. He is fluent in Spanish, Italian, and French. His extensive education and work experience is beyond impressive. Previously, Eric worked at the Public Service Relations Board, where he provided feedback to senior counsel regarding the editing of board decisions. Eric drafted a report on the different types of advocacy carried out by lawyers who appear before adjudicators at the board. He also researched particulars of how technology is used by public agencies in North America. Soon to be a lawyer, Eric is passionate about elder law, which is only one of the many areas of law he has expertise in. Previously, Eric was a founder and chair of the Elder Law Society. His previous involvement with the Faculty of Law at the University of Ottawa is extensive. Lastly, Eric has an immense amount of knowledge about the Canadian and Guatemalan legal system. Today, we will be discussing issues happening in Latin America, along with the impact of Latin America on international relations and affairs in the world. Last week, Latin American culture was closely examined. This week, relations between Latin America and Canada, along with the United States, will be examined as well. In terms of Canadian and Latin American relations, what are some of the current opportunities and challenges?
I see, you know, the word opportunity and challenge as synonymous at this time, you know, perhaps in terms of the relationship. At this current time, we could view the example of the extraction in industry in Latin America as a point, you know, of opportunities and challenges. Canada currently is the largest extractor in terms of mining in Latin America. Companies like Goldcorp have and continue to develop projects in Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Colombia, Mexico, Peru, Guatemala, Honduras, Panama, and El Salvador. This places Canada at a very special spot in Latin America. As the single largest extractor, it can assist the development of communities and it can assist in developing sustainable economic development in areas around its extraction sites, as well as benefiting the states, the host states as a whole. By ensuring that the local peoples are consulted throughout the entire extraction process, Canadian extraction companies can work to assure that the host communities of these projects are benefiting in the short and in the long term as well. This can ensure the long-term environmental stability of the host site as well. This will increase confidence in the Canadian extraction industry. And the industry has, as of late, come under fire under accusations of lack of respect for human rights and for following practices that are harming to the environment. So constant and continuous consultation with the communities around the sites would be possible, would be positive and beneficial. The Canadian mining industry in Canada can act as leaders for regional development. Jobs can be generated, and long-term sustainable economic projects can be developed. At the same time, infrastructure like schools and parks can result from the cooperation of the mining industry and the local government.
Eric, according to the Council on Foreign Relations, Latin America is considered as one of the largest foreign suppliers of oil to the United States. Latin America is also considered a strong partner in the development of alternative fuels. In terms of the relationship between U.S. and Latin America, what would you say are some of the opportunities and challenges?
Well, just to touch base on the first part of your comment, of your question, it's true, as opposed to what many may perhaps think, it's not the Persian Gulf that provides the U.S. with most of its oil imports. In fact, it's Mexico and Venezuela and the rest of Latin America and Canada as well. Some of the opportunities attached to fuels is, you know, the opportunity that we have where Latin America produces approximately 80% of biofuels, and Brazil actually produces most of the ethanol imported by the U.S. The U.S. needs to increase its use of biofuels as it aims to reduce its use of petroleum. In order to be able to do so, it will need to import more ethanol and other biofuels from producers like Guatemala, Brazil, and Colombia. Latin America's importance on the international stage will continue to grow as biofuels become more and more important. Unfortunately, biofuel consumers and producers will need to develop this market responsibly, as the growth in the use of biofuels has raised the price of basic foods like corn, and this negatively affects the citizens of nations like Guatemala, in which corn is consumed on a daily basis. So there we have some opportunities, you know, as well as some challenges.
How is the relationship between Latin America and the U.S. similar and or dissimilar to the relationship between Latin America and Canada?
In the span of the history of the Americas, the U.S. and Canada have had a different engagement in Latin America. The U.S. Took the position in the 1800s of being a protector of Latin America and advising Europeans that no interference should be made. This was called the Monroe Doctrine. At the same time, throughout history, though, this has also meant that the U.S. has interfered in Latin American politics, at times supporting governments that may not have been popular in those countries. Most recently, this was seen throughout the Cold War. Canada has not interfered in the same way in Latin America. In the past, Canada has acted as a mediator between the U.S. and Latin American nations when there were issues that had to be worked out. A recent example of this can be seen in the fact that Canada played a key role during the discussion between the U.S. and Cuba, as these two nations have worked to reestablish relations after over 50 years of animosity. There are some interesting points to highlight in terms of the U.S. and Canada and Latin Americans. There are over 50 million Hispanics in the U.S. This means that there are more Hispanic Americans in the U.S. than there are Canadians in Canada. Internationally, China will continue to establish its economic presence in Latin America. And in order to compete, Canada, the U.S., and Latin America will need to take advantage of opportunities and overcome challenges if we want to compete in regards to economies just like China and India.
What impact do these relations have on the world?
In terms of, beyond the Americas, the U.S., like I said, and Canada and Latin America need to work to reduce state corruption in Latin America, as well as crime and violence. This will improve the standard of living for citizens, and it will mean a stronger Latin American community that will be able to engage the U.S. and Canada on its own terms. In the end, this will ensure that our American hemisphere is stronger and that we will be able to compete against the markets of Asia and Europe and Africa.
Any final words for the listeners today?
I appreciate the time you've taken in interviewing me. And I thought about the relationship of the U.S. And Canada and their differences, as you asked in a past question. There has been a difference in engagement. And this has meant that the U.S. has gotten to know Latin America more intimately than Canada. And perhaps it's now time for Canada to engage Latin America in that way as well.
Eric, thank you for coming to NATO's Association of Canada. I know you have an extremely busy schedule. I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day to come here and to speak with me.
Thank you very much.
Maybe you could be a mayor or a senator or a Supreme Court justice. You ready? But you might not know that until you join student government or the debate team. And no matter what you want to do with your life, I guarantee that you'll need an education to do it. Let's go. What you make of your education will decide nothing less than the future of this country.